It's 6:51, and joining us live as we continue our coverage of the Boston Marathon bombings and the investigation which is underway this morning. Michael Greenberger is director of the Center for Health and Homeland Security at the University of Maryland. Michael, we're delighted you could join us this morning. This is one of those cases where everyone said, oh, no, not again, you know? And then we saw garbage pails that were used perhaps as the location where they put these bombs, and we thought, haven't we learned those lessons already?
Yes. Well, on the somewhat bright side, it has been a long time since we've had an actual event that hasn't been caught in the planning or the implementation. New York City has stopped many of these dangerous events. And so we went all the way from 9/11, leaving aside shootings and things of that sort,
right,
which I put in a different category. We've not had an event like this. That's a long time. And frankly, I credit law enforcement at the city, state, and local, federal level. I mean, there's been terrific at this stuff. But one got through, and it only takes one, and this is the end result. And it's really, you know, to hear there was explosives at one thing, but to see the, leaving aside the unfortunate deaths, people have been very, very badly damaged with loss of limbs, trauma. There was a headline in the New York Times today with quoting a Rhode Island state police officer saying, so many people without legs. So this had a real, it's not 9/11 impact, but it's a big impact. And of course, the fear is this going to be the first of events that we see throughout the country? And my hope is that there will be lessons learned from this, and the surprisingly and blessed diligence of law enforcement will continue to protect us. And by the way, we have to protect us.
Yes, absolutely.
This goes back to the see something, say something.
Right.
Now, this was there was chaos here in the best of circumstances. This finish line, it would have been hard to pick this thing out. But it is a reminder that some of these things got caught because people saw some of the bombs that were didn't explode. Got caught because they were seen as baggage being left unattended.
And the early hours right after the attack, you called it a classic terror attack. But there's not a whole lot more information now than we had yesterday. What is it that you think now as far as number of perpetrators, what it implies for other areas, organization?
To know whether something is a terrorist attack, you don't have to know who perpetrated it. Here you had a very dangerous devices used in a random way to kill innocent civilians, to instill fear. Normal, you know, this could be deemed some element of murder, attempted murder, manslaughter, but terror, this, if we ultimately will hear who did this, what they were complaining
right
about. You know, Patriots Day, which is what yesterday was in Massachusetts, to celebrate Concord, the Battle of Lexington, the beginning of the Revolutionary War, has now been turned into an anti-government day. And there have been lots of warnings that people are using these events to complain about extreme, what is viewed as extreme government activity. April 19th, 1995 was the McVeigh, Oklahoma City bombing. April 19th is the official Patriots Day. In Massachusetts, they celebrate on the third Monday in April. So I think, and also the last mile was dedicated to the victims of Newtown. I think we're going to see this is a lot of militia, what we call militia-type activity, our own citizens being angry at their government.
Well,
but
we'll
see.
Whoever it is, we want to get the SOB. Let me ask you this. We have all of the video, and it's critical, and we do have bombs that didn't go off, including all of the ingredients that were also used in the other bombs. We all want to know how quickly could they be able to, at Quantico, come up with some clues that help us track these people down.
Well, how quickly they do it, I don't know, but they are going to work aggressively and in a determined fashion and in a healthy way, patiently, to get it right. And I think there's so many clues here, the way the bomb was made, fingerprints, those videos, there are videos all over the place.
Right.
And they'll have to go through all that stuff, and it's not going to happen overnight. There, as you know, there are some people. There was a search warrant executed in Revere, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll happen quickly, but I have confidence it's going to happen. We're going to find out who did this.
And we can talk again a little further into the investigation in this incident.
Forward to that.
Always appreciate your help. Good. Michael Greenberger, head of the University of Maryland Center for Health and Homeland Security. Thank you.